At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Dave. Welcome to Conan O'Brien.
Hey, thanks, Matt. How you doing?
Dave, it's sorry for that unprofessional introduction, but Matt's high as a kite. Dave, tell us where you're coming from right now. Where are you in the world?
I'm in your motherland, Conan. I'm in Galway.
Oh, you're in Galway. Ireland. Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I don't think you've been there, have you?
I don't know if I've been to Galway. No. I've been to, what have I done? Years ago, I went to Ringakerry, you know, and then I drove across Ireland and ended up in Dublin. I've been to Belfast to do a thing with the Game of Thrones people. And
I think I remember, did you do something in Limerick where you basically went around and did a load of like paddy whackery?
Oh, I don't do
this, like, you know.
No, everywhere you.
It was like, when I do, I don't know what you mean by paddy whackery, but when I do paddy whackery and where, it's my business. But no, I did not do any paddy whackery. Why are the Irish? The Irish are so paranoid that someone's there to make fun of them. Ah, you're here to make fun of paddy, are you? No. I was there to do my distinctive brand of comedy, and it had nothing to do with whacking Paddy, if you know what I mean.
I'm actually surprised you haven't broken out the accent yet.
No.
You know, you've shown great restraint.
I've shown incredible restraint, and I think I should be applauded for it. Mm-hmm. Dave, so you're living in Galway in Ireland, and what do you do?
I'm a musician. Like, I've been a musician my whole life, and kind of up until just before COVID, like, I was playing with my band. That's what I was doing for a living.
What's your band's name?
My band's name was La Galaxy. I've kind of started a new thing called Fake Name, but my previous band was La Galaxy, and we did pretty well in Ireland, you know. Like, not everyone's mammies would have heard of us, but, you know, we made a living from it, and, you know, we kind of did festivals and stuff like that.
That's terrific. No, if you can make a living with your music, that is quite an achievement.
That's it, man. That's the dream, like, you know. That's the dream, really, you know, when you come down to it. I've gotten to do it. And, I mean, that follows me now in terms of even, like, I kind of chose the worst possible time to you know, in retrospect, just before the pandemic, to kind of quit that band and start a new project. And
I see. You quit the old band. You quit the old band and said, it's time to go out on my own. See ya, suckers.
Or
and then COVID hit.
Pretty much, yeah. But I moved to Galway around then as well. So it was a really big change, and just like suddenly coming down. And I was coming down to be with my now wife, my partner. We'd been kind of long distance for, at that stage, probably about 10 years.
What's her name?
I was up and down. Claire. Claire's
name. Claire. Okay. So Claire, yeah. you have, and you and Claire moved in together?
Yeah, well, I'd been kind of spending half my time down here, and then I'd be off doing the stuff with the band, and I might stay with family in Dublin, and then I'd come down to Galway whenever I wasn't there. So I think I did. I worked it at one stage. I did almost the distance to the moon in local buses over 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Going up and down from one side of the country to the other.
You should have gone to the moon.
Yeah, that's how they trained the original astronauts.
Really?
Because they had them get on buses back and forth to Galway, and once they had done the distance, they knew that they were ready to go, and off they went.
You know the way people say, oh, darling, I love you to the moon and back? Well, it's like, unfortunately, I almost got to the moon the first time, so maybe not quite as much.
All right, so I understand this correctly. COVID hits, you decide to move in with Claire, and now you're married, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We were very sneaky. We got married during one of the lockdowns, so the wedding party was literally me, Claire, our son, and my best friend, and his partner, my best friend, who was the witness. So there was five of us. in the entire wedding, which was brilliant. Mm. You know, we really just got to dodge all the kind of wedding craziness that a lot
that's
of people
nice.
Have to go
I'm
through.
Glad. And yeah. So how's it going? You're living with Claire, and that's a big adjustment when you're, I know it was for me and my wife, when you're living with your partner for the first time. How's that proceeding?
Yeah, I mean, like we had been kind of, like I say, kind of I'd been here like a lot, and I'd been here kind of say for half the week at a time, but it's still quite different from basically life here. So there was kind of adjustment, definitely an adjustment period, and certainly like, you know, me moving down all my bits and pieces here behind me and doing all that, it's kind of starting to take over in the house and stuff like that. So yeah, there's an adjustment period, but it's just like, just everyone goes through it, I guess, you know?
Sure, I think so. As long as Claire is tolerant, she doesn't mind all of your musical instruments crowding the house. She's cool with it.
I'm very lucky. Well, sometimes I'll come home with like a particularly large thing, and but she'll be fine about it. But it's just like, I know it's like, no, I'll get this out as soon as I can. Don't
worry.
But
it's beautiful. Yeah, she's synth behind you. That.
Thank you very much. That's I will admit that that's a reproduction of a Moog. It's not an original Moog, but it's.
I could tell. That's why I didn't comment on it. I could tell that was a repro Moog.
Yeah.
But Gorley fell for it. Yeah.
That's funny because I've heard you mention Moog before, but you called it Moog.
No. There's two ways to do it, first
oh,
of all.
Okay.
Yeah, the Dutch call it Moog. We won't get into that now. Dave, if I can call you Dave, what's your last name?
Please do. McLaughlin.
Oh, McLaughlin. Okay, Dave McLaughlin. That's a good name. Oh, what are you drinking there, Dave?
It's a local IPA.
Mm, oh, very nice.
It's
very
quite nice. Delicious.
I think that's okay.
Although most of it's gone at this stage of reporting.
Well, that's all right. You're at a different time zone. Where we are, it was...
That's correct.
It's 1:15 in the afternoon, and so I thought you were hitting it kind of hard early, but no, you're not. This is appropriate.
Don't pretend you haven't drank by this stage in a day ever, Conan.
You have got me dead to rights, sir. Are you
drinking right now?
You are the Perry Mason of Galway, and I applaud you for it.
I saw the whiskey bottle go under the table when you put me on.
I actually have a Camelback that bicyclists use, and I've got a little straw that comes up underneath my shirt, and I take a little slurp every now and then to keep me going.
I thought you being like a multimillionaire, you know, media corporation head, you'd have like some sort of doctor that would administer it intravenously up your trouser leg.
You know what? I've looked into it. I have not found every doctor I've found so far has ethics, and that gets in the way. Dave from Galway, how did you get to know us through the podcast? Are you a podcast listener? Are you listening to our nonsense regularly?
I mean, I've listened to the podcast and probably have come like been listening to most during the podcast, I'd say, because, you know, if I think back in the day, we didn't really have SNL in Ireland up until like the early 90s. So kind of would have missed your tenure there. The first thing I can remember seeing of yours was probably the early 90s.
Yeah.
And certainly by the time you'd been in The Simpsons, I knew who you were, which I think was around
90s.
93 maybe.
Yeah. 91, 92, then, 93. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I can remember getting clips, you know, pre-YouTube, obviously. I remember getting clips from people sent around via email, or, you know, they'd have burnt you a CD of something, and like there'd be like Conan O'Brien clips in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was back in the day. Yeah. People had to mail each other clips because there was no internet. So you had to actually put the clip in an envelope and post it. It was a very different time.
And actually, now that I think of it, one of the first things I saw, which I don't know if you can claim this material, I remember you had this guy on, he was a guest on one of the late night shows. Well, he wasn't a guest, it was a bit, and it was basically like a floating head. And I think it was supposed to be like a ghost in the studio.
Yes.
But essentially, he did this kind of little catchy little kind of 1940s style number how every Irish person's hooked on dope.
Yes.
But I guess it helps those lazy bastards cope.
Yes.
Something like that.
No, what it was, and you're going to accuse me of paddywhackery, but what, in our defense, a ghost would come who used to work in the studio back in the 1940s, because Rockefeller Center was
an old
studio.
Yeah.
And the whole trick was, I'd think, well, this is enchanting. We have this wonderful ghost from this past time. And then it turns out he's incredibly racist about Italians, Chinese people, the Irish. And
where did you get that idea from?
He's
Conan?
Very sexist about women. And we always said, and at some point I'd say, you're an awful person. I'm surprised that people tolerated you. And he was like, oh, no, they didn't, Conan. I was murdered by an angry mob. So it was actually a very funny, very funny bit, and not true. It mocked the concept of of paddywhackery, but was not in and of itself. That's true.
And look, absolutely, there is a distinction there. But also, there's nothing that endears you to an Irishman like a good Irishman joke as well.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
Genuinely would have been one of the first things where I was like, this is amazing. Like, you know, because it's so good.
Well, that's great. And I'm just curious, does Claire listen to the podcast as well, or is it just you?
She does not like you, Conan.
Oh, no.
She just doesn't like Conan?
What is she? She's not a Conan fan.
You know what? She really likes, she kind of can't stand Conan. Like if I'm listening to a podcast, like if I was doing something in the house and she goes out for an errand, she'll come back and I'm listening to the podcast on the speakers.
Yep.
And she would just like, you know, she is like our house's version of Sona, where she would just like eyes rolling. Oh, I think she's so funny. So it's like, I'll put in the headphones. But she does, of course, the charisma vortex that is Jordan Slansky. Like she will sit down and watch entire bits with him.
Wait,
just like
I'm sorry, excuse me. What the fuck? Dave, and part, it's a word that's become popular here in America. What the fuck, Dave? She doesn't like Conan O'Brien, but she likes Jordan Slansky?
I don't know if she likes Jordan Slansky. Certainly, she's fascinated by Jordan Slansky, which, you know, there is a positive side to that, I guess. But yeah, she just doesn't get a Conan. What can I say?
I don't know. This is upsetting to me, Dave, because I don't understand a world. I don't understand a world where you could have chosen a partner in life who doesn't like my comedy.
Look at the two partners you have here today.
I'm just blocking them out. This is very upsetting, Dave. That to me should have been a deal breaker. When you were courting this woman, that should have been a deal breaker. Because you've been a fan for years, and then I have this podcast, you like the podcast, and then she says, I don't like him. I don't think he's funny. That's when the relationship ends.
Yeah, but in my defense, I didn't realize that till far too late. We actually had moved in together and talking about those kind of, you know, those kind of growing pains in your relationship when you move in together. That was, you know, if you want, for the sake of the podcast, I'll pretend that was a big bone of contention in a relationship. We almost
No, I don't want you to pretend anything. If anything, I wish you had pretended that Claire was enamored with me. You could have managed that.
I apparently could not.
But no, you could not.
He can't even listen to the podcast in his house.
So
I can't listen.
So one of the rules that your wife has in this relationship is that she doesn't want to hear my voice because she finds me annoying.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend. And my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT, introducing ADT Self-Setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest Cam and the Nest Doorbell with a battery or wired option. Your choice.
easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. You don't need heavy-duty tools. And if you do need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Self-setup from ADT grows, moves, and adapts as your needs change. You can add more products at any time, and your system easily moves wherever life takes you. It also features Nest Cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. These things are getting so smart. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just one quick tap. Now everyone can get trusted security from ADT installed your way with no long-term contracts. When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you've got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are all trademarks of Google LLC. Sona, is your money, is it working for you? Is it just kind of sitting around being lazy?
I mean, it's underneath my mattress. Isn't that where it should be?
I know that's what we were taught by our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
But your hard-earned cash should always be working towards a better financial future. Mm. It's nice to be in the driver's seat and have autonomy when making investments, which is easy to do with Robinhood.
Mm.
You might know Robinhood pioneered free stock trading. Change the face of investing. Mm. They're still doing it today. They offer innovative products like IRAs, EFTs, options, and more to over 26 million funded accounts.
What?
With Robinhood, it's simple to make investments towards your future goals, whatever those may be.
Hmm.
We all have some bucket list items to cross off, and Robinhood has tools to help pursue them. Investing a small amount now could make a big difference 30 years down the road. I'm telling you.
I need someone to tell me what to do with my money because I don't know anything.
Yeah, your money's falling out of your pocket right now.
I know.
It's just wherever Sona goes, there's a trail of money.
I just stuff all of my earnings into my pockets.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Well, it's good you don't make that much. Well, anyway, take your financial future by the reins. Download the app or visit Robinhood.com to learn more. Investing involves risks and loss of principal is possible. Returns are not guaranteed, okay? Robinhood Financial LLC members, SIPC is a registered broker-dealer. Come on, if most people are being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, especially if you're in a what I like to call B2B.
Oh,
you know?
What is that?
I'll explain.
Okay.
That's a business doing business with other businesses. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call it B2B. It's a little thing. It's also, it's a boy band I'm working on. Anyway, fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company because they're LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
LinkedIn has over, this is the fun part to say, 1 billion members.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's more people than are on Earth because there are people on the moon using it and Saturn. That's over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers. God, I'd like to meet a decision maker. Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Man, you can reach the right people for your, I'm going to say it again, B2B business with LinkedIn ads.
Yeah.
Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
Hmm.
There you go. Just go to LinkedIn.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Is it the tone of his voice or the content of his voice or both?
I think it's everything.
I'm starting to feel bad about this, but I mean, if I'm just going to answer the question, I think it's more just that idea of he thinks he's so funny.
Mm.
And I mean, to me, I think she completely misses the point where it's like, you're like a machine gun of ideas and wit. And it's just like, it's for some people and it's not. For some people, that'll seem like trying too hard. But for you, it's like, you know, I know you're the kind of guy that if you kind of crash landed into a jungle by yourself, you'd be painting faces on rocks and doing cartwheels for them, you know, sooner than you'd be looking for water. And that's, I think that's amazing.
That is absolutely.
And that's genuinely.
That's an exact description of what I would do in any survival situation.
Well, I genuinely, Conan, if I may be genuine for a moment, I genuinely do love that about you. But I think she kind of sees that as maybe a little bit desperate, which I don't, of course, but you know.
Right. So, Claire...
Have you met Sona?
Claire thinks that there's an... Would you say that Claire thinks there's a neediness to Conan O'Brien?
100%. There, yeah, 100%. That's
and yeah. She finds that, I'm going to say, repellent.
Sounds like we should get her on the
repellent,
pod.
You could also say, yeah.
Is she home?
Repellent, repulsive... Yeah.
I'm curious probably. One thing. Does she know that you're talking to me right now?
She does, but I've made sure to lock two sets of doors in between us and
because
her.
God forbid she heard even a second of my voice. Wow. So she knows. Was she okay with you talking to me?
100%. Actually, you know what? Genuinely, she was like, I put in the mail to talk to you guys ages ago. Mm-hmm. And it was so long ago, I'd kind of forgotten about it. So I was kind of surprised when I got the message back.
We're not very organized here. I'll just put that out there. But so you were surprised that I was going to call. And did she say, oh, not that horrible man?
No. Like I say, I was surprised when I got the email. But I was almost like, I don't know. It's like, should I do it? It's like, you know, kind of getting a bit nervous about the idea of doing it now that it was reality. And she was like, no, you should absolutely do it. So I wouldn't be sitting here today talking to you without her.
Yes. What she said was better you than me. wow. Okay. Well, this is going to stick with me for a while because I'm very thin skinned. And if 99 people like me and one doesn't, I will follow that one person until their dying breath and try and convince them. So this is a problem now. You have created a real problem. I have got to convince Claire.
Yeah.
I love this. I've got to convince her that I'm not needy.
I know. I know.
I will go to the ends of the earth to convince her that I don't need her approval. I will die convincing Claire that I am not a needy, desperate comic.
She's going to love now that I've thrown her under the bus like this. You know, we've been talking about this for what? For 10 minutes?
Yeah, I can't. I don't want to know. I mean, I can't get beyond it. You could probably, you could list a million other facts right now. Like, well, you've just been made president of Ireland. I'd be like, yeah. Claire. Now, has she seen this sketch?
Oh,
did
God.
She see that remote?
I'm worried for Claire. You're going to show up on her doorstep and this is scary. Yeah.
No, it's not. I'm please. As we all know, I'm not a physical threat. I'm a very weak man. But I will. This is going to haunt me for a little bit. I will wake up. I'm going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and think, why? Why doesn't Claire like me? That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you that right now, Dave. So
I kind of saw you as more sort of like, you know, I'll show them. You know, that kind of like fighting Irish. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Will you see what I do next?
Yes. Well, there's that component of it, but there also I need to win Claire over.
Yeah, but it's on a fundamental level. Like, you just need to change yourself as a person and then go meet Claire. Because you can't stop that neediness that you have, and that's the part of you she doesn't like.
Do you think it's possible?
I notice Matt is staying out of this.
Yeah. Oh no, he's covered himself with pillow.
I'm so scared.
Sona, do you think it's possible that there are more women like Claire out there than I could? Is Claire the only one, or do you think there are other women out there that think, yeah, Conan, there's a little bit of a desperation there?
As your employee, I'm going to say...
Be honest.
Then, yeah, of course. There's not just women, but men, too.
Yeah,
there's
children.
A lot of people out there who are probably like,
animals.
Ugh, Conan.
Yeah.
Jesus. This is like an intervention for me right
but,
now.
But you know, why can't you focus on the fact that Dave is a big fan of yours and he likes you? Why do you have to focus on Claire?
Because that's the way it works.
Okay.
I know that I've got Dave. I've got Dave. Yep. And now I'm obsessed with who isn't in the tent and why aren't they in the tent?
I know.
Claire's outside the tent and won't come in. I've got to get Claire into the tent.
But there's a party in the tent. Just chill in the tent.
Yeah,
why do you have to go
cool,
out
man.
There? The tent's fun. Gorley and I are in the tent.
We got pillows.
God, you guys are in the tent too. No, you're not in this tent.
But why? We want to be in the tent.
Because you're the one
tent.
That told me there are plenty of people out there that don't like me. So I kicked you out of the tent 3 minutes ago.
You made me answer. You want me to say every person in the world likes you? Come on. You know that.
I just assumed they did.
You'd also have to change. You'd also have to change the name of this podcast, wouldn't you?
Oh, right.
I know. The needs is in the title of your podcast.
All right. It's your trademark.
All right. Let's.
I thought you guys were known as the Chill Chums. Like, what the hell is going on here?
I know.
Well, first of all, Dave.
You're right.
We introduced you to the equation. We were the Chill Chums.
I'm perfectly chill over here.
Then you're clutching a pillow.
You're hugging
and
a
you're
pillow.
And you're moved into the farthest corner. You're having a nervous breakdown.
Dave, what would be the best way for Conan to win over Claire? Like, does she have a vulnerable avenue or something she would appreciate that Conan could
I think he'd have to be
exploit.
The equivalent of that, you know, like, and I'm definitely not this guy, but for Conan to turn this thing around, I think he'd have to turn into, you know, those kind of like the high school movie guy where it's like, he doesn't give a damn and just doesn't even look
the
at
bad
her.
Boy.
Just
like, yeah.
Oh,
be a bit of a bad boy. I'd say
I got it. I think you're right.
Oh, yeah?
The problem is that's fundamentally not who I am, but you're saying if I showed up and I was a cool guy,
yeah.
Cool and somewhat remote and maybe had a different face.
Right.
Claire would maybe accept me.
I'm curious about who Claire likes. Like what kind of, who's someone she likes? What's she into?
What's she into? I mean, she's into like kind of grunge music. And stuff like that. And
no,
kind of,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Kind of heavy metal and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, she likes heavy metal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a helicopter going by. I've just realized I left my window open. You guys
that's
are
okay.
Picking
that's all right. Don't worry about it. I love that you called it a well. Helicopter.
Yeah,
that
that's
cool.
Right up there with Patty Wacker.
What should I call it?
What?
Helicopter. What do you call it?
We don't call it helicopter.
Helicopter. Helicopter.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Like, when did people stop saying aeroplane and start saying airplane?
I think when they changed the spelling.
Yeah.
I didn't know they ever called it an aeroplane.
Aerosmith?
Yeah.
Okay.
listen, Dave, you took us down a very unproductive path there, and you're going to pay the price
maybe
for that.
You could be a grunge guy.
Yeah,
can we get a taste
of this? Like, you knock on the door. I'm Claire. Open the door.
All right.
Who is it?
Well, can you try an Irish accent?
Fucking hell, who is it? It's someone with party walkery. There's a helicopter outside. Let's go. Hurry up.
That's amazing, Matt. You've captured her timbre perfectly.
Yeah. Hey, is Dave here?
Who's Dave and who are you?
I'm just fucking here to see Dave.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
We're going to just, we're going to go play some grunge or something. I don't know.
Saints be praised. You have a name.
Hey, look, where's Dave? Is he here or not? I don't have time to talk to you.
Dave may be here, but he's gone from my life at this point because you're all I care about.
Just step aside, would you, lady? Dave!
Oh, Dave.
Dave, I'm not even going to make eye contact with you. Dave! Where's Dave? I got to go. We got to go to that grunge club called...
Oh, my God.
Why'd your voice change?
Called Grungies. We got to go to Grungies.
You go to Grungies?
I love Grungies. We're going to go have a pint at Grungies.
I was just pouring
Dave.
A bowl of Grungies.
Lady, I'm not here to see you, okay?
Oh, okay.
I don't form attachments. I just have incredible sex with women and then move on quickly.
It's like Sylvester Stallone.
I gotta go fight Carl Weathers. Dave, where are you? Where the fuck is Dave? Dave!
Forget about Dave. I'm here.
Look, I'm not interested in you. I'm a guy who hits it and quits it.
What if I change my name to Adrian?
Yo, Adrian, I'm not here to talk to you.
Saints be praised, Abigora.
Jesus Christ, I'm just a guy that's really good at sex that doesn't make eye contact with women. What the fuck? I want to talk to Dave. Dave, where are you? Hey, Dave, good to see you, man. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Sorry, who are you?
It's me. It's Conan O'Brien. We're not going out to that grunge club.
Wait, you're Conan O'Brien? Fuck off. No, thank you. Police.
The name sounds familiar, but you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think this is the real me? Oh, you didn't think I'd be this buff in person. Yeah, I work out. I worked out on the aeroplane on the way over here. Listen, I think she's gonna like the new me.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. I'm convinced that she's gonna fall for me. And then I get to say I'm not that into you. That's what I really want to do.
Yeah.
So wow, Dave.
I think you've got your wish, though. You probably ended our marriage, so...
No, I didn't want to end your marriage. I think you should have a trial separation until she... And her assets should be seized until she tells me that I'm funny.
Oh my God. Like a Russian oligarch? That yes. Assets are frozen.
I'm going to seize Claire's assets. Wow, Dave, this is, I've got my work cut out for me, but I'm excited. I'm going to win her over. I really am. I promise you.
Thank you.
I look
Dave.
Forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, you do seem like a lovely fellow, Dave. And I promise you, if and when I do make it to Ireland, there'll be no paddywhackery from this fella. Okay. There'll be none of that. You understand?
Absolutely. Come and visit me.
Well, visit the both of you, you and your wife.
She probably won't pay much attention to you.
Oh, you.
We'll see about that.
Feckin' Jesus Christ.
We'll see about that. I hear a challenge thrown down.
Yeah. I'm warming up. We're firing up the helicopter right now.
And the aeroplane.
And the aeroplane. You'll be hearing from me, pal. Oh, you'll be hearing from me. We're going to settle this thing, all right? In Galway. Yeah. We're going to sell it Conan style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to keep working on this voice. Anyway, Dave, it was good talking to you, all right?
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Conan. And thanks to all your staff and stuff as well. They've all been great.
Well, no, it's seriously a joy talking to you. You're a very funny fellow, and I do hope we cross paths one day, seriously. And thanks for listening to my bullshit. I'm happy anyone does. So thank you.
Thanks for having me, Conan.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Dave.
Good luck. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.